Exercise 2A, page 92. Speaker 1.
2 summers ago, I went on a package holiday to Greece with my best friend. The flight was enjoyable, but when we arrived at the hotel, we discovered it had gone out of business. Then, when we tried to call our travel agency, we discovered that they had gone out of business too. We were left stranded in a foreign country without any accommodation. In the end, we went to a nearby internet cafe and booked the first hostel we could find. We had an enjoyable holiday, but next time I'll be more careful about the travel agency where I book my holiday.
Speaker 2.
We're very sorry for the mix-up. Unfortunately, one of our staff pressed the wrong button on the computer, so we thought that that room was empty. Thank goodness the occupants weren't there when you entered. But we have an empty room ready for you now. It's on the 3rd floor and it's got a wide balcony and a sea view. And let me give you this complimentary dinner voucher. It can be used at any time during your stay in the restaurant downstairs. If you have any other problems, feel free to call me. The number for reception is 7.
Speaker 3.
Last summer, my best friend and I booked an all-inclusive package holiday to Mexico online. We got a fantastic last-minute deal, which meant we had to leave the morning after we booked it. Since neither of us were working at the time, that wasn't a problem. It just meant we didn't have a lot of time to pack. The holiday was great, and I've been telling friends about the website I booked it from ever since. As long as you have the freedom to get up and go, booking last-minute deals can save you a huge amount of money.
Speaker 4.
Last year, a colleague of mine told me about a travel agency where I could get good deals for package holidays abroad. So, for the first time in my life, I set foot on an aeroplane and travelled to a resort in South France. Immediately after I arrived, I regretted my decision. It wasn't because I had a problem with the hotel. I just really missed home, the language, the food, everything. Some might say I need to broaden my horizons, but from now on, I'm perfectly happy to discover my own country if I ever feel the need for a holiday.